Letter U, 800, we help you.
The parents of a terminally ill British baby are giving up their fight to bring little Charlie Gard to the U.S. for treatment. Charlie's father making the announcement to a gathering of reporters outside the hospital yesterday.
The American and Italian team were still willing to treat Charlie after seeing both his recent brain MRI and EEG perform last week. But there is one simple reason why treatment cannot now go ahead, and that is time.
His parents had wanted to bring the 11-month-old to the U.S. where a doctor was going to perform an experimental treatment to try to counter the brain damage caused by a rare genetic condition. But Charlie's parents say, based upon a new assessment from doctors, that it's too late. They've decided they won't pursue that treatment. U.S. home sales on the decline while prices are rising to record levels. Sharon Reed has that story.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales dropped 1.8% in June. That was way more than the 1% economists had predicted. Blame a lack of housing inventory for both the drop and for the soaring home prices, which are rising beyond any increase in wages. The median house price climbed 6.5% compared to a year ago, to an all-time high of nearly $264,000.
And retiring NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to join the NBC NASCAR broadcast team. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 62 degrees. Pretty cool last night. I was actually looking for a blanket. Overcast skies. 20% chance of precipitation. Today is July 25th, 2017. It's Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows around 60, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Mostly cloudy tomorrow in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of thunderstorms on Thursday in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 30%. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms 70%. Heavy rainfall, highs in the lower 80s. And looks like the same thing on Friday night. So that might be an issue for the first day of the Balloon Festival. But the next 2 days, still looking pretty good. Mostly sunny and highs around 80 on Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs around lower 80s on Sunday. Temperatures in the area. It's 62 over in Raritan, 63 in Lebanon, 65 in Kingwood, 62 in Stockton, 60 in Highbridge, 60 in Asbury, and 62 over in Basking Ridge. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, I don't know if we're going to see a red rubber ball right now. Anyway, it's overcast. Might be showing up a little later on in the afternoon. Last full week of July, folks. Most people don't really take vacation in this month. Most are starting to consider getting out of Dodge next week and into August. So maybe you're making all your preparations, and I wish you all the best. It is 10 after 8, and we've got to tell you about traffic that I get from HART, TMAT.com. You can do that too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts that I get via email. Highways, byways, in and out of Hunterdon County, you pick the routes that you want to be notified about. And then from there, you decide how to react to it. You can also follow them on Twitter. So if you'd like to do that. So let's see what we have. Congestion on 78. Imagine that. Came out at 729, exit 29. Slow-moving traffic approaching exit 29 in Bedminster. Delay is currently back to west of exit 24, Tewksbury. That sounds like the normal ho-hum of the commute on 78. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on Hunt Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have, I'll be doing the investment update myself today because we have a guest. So I'll be doing that at 8:30. At 8:40, we talk to Carrie Fellows yet again. Normally I would call Stephanie Stevens, but we've switched them because Carrie is going to be unavailable next week. So we'll get Carrie in one more time, and then we'll do two Stephanie Stevens calls on the next 2 weeks. So we'll do that. History in Hunterdon and culture in Hunterdon as part of our Tuesday lineup. At 9 o'clock,
collection of extensive voter data from the states, despite protests from many of those states. The U.S. District Judge says the Presidential Commission is an advisory panel and not a federal agency that is subject to privacy laws. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, the vice collection of extensive voter data from the states, despite protests from many of those states. The U.S. District Judge says the collection of extensive voter data from the states, despite protests from many of those states. The U.S. District.
And normally I would call Stephanie Stevens, but we've switched them because Carrie is going to be unavailable next week. So we'll get Carrie in one more time, and then we'll do two Stephanie Stevens calls on the next 2 weeks. So we'll do that. History in Hunterdon and culture in Hunterdon as part of our Tuesday lineup. At 9 o'clock, I have a women's empowerment coach, Lisa Mastriani, who is an empowerment coach, and we'll talk with her about what that is and how that helps and what's how she even got involved in such a thing. I am absolutely adamant that I'm sure there are people that women that definitely need such a thing. I'll talk more about it when we get to Lisa, but I got to tell you, in my experience now having two daughters, I am blown away by the hidden signals, the subversiveness that goes on in our world that confuses and derails many women. So looking forward to that chat with Lisa. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here. I'll be doing Tech Today, and we'll be talking about latest news, apps, buying advice, a big news hit. Microsoft has decided to let go of Microsoft Paint in the upcoming releases of Windows, something that's been around since Windows 1.0. So we'll talk all about that, do a little reminiscing. At noon, it's La Salud Mental Importa. Lauren Feliciano comes on, and she talks all about brain injury, brain illness, and all the support you need to have and should have for such a thing, plus all your support people, the support that they need. But she does it in Spanish. We gotta get that same message out to our Spanish-speaking clientele. So she does that. Following that, for our veterans and our military and their families, Front Lines of Freedom is on from 1 to 3, so you can catch that all on Hunt Chamber Radio. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan is here to give you experiences with her by herself and with guests to help you understand how to avoid the pitfalls and find the paths to success to help your business. Joe Peters, Real Estate Matters in 55 Plus. Joe brings on guests about real estate in Hunterdon County. We just heard a note about that on USA Radio. Plus, Joe talks about what's life like after you cross the 55 speed limit. So Joe gives you all that information as well. And Randazzler's Musical Journey is on from 5 to 6. Greg Randazzo brings a theme for all the people who would like to listen to 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. He's expanded it from what I hear, and it's a theme in some manner, shape, or form. So he plays an hour's worth of music for your ride home. That's the entire HuntingtonShimmer.com lineup, all there on the HuntingtonShimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. Our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonShimmer.com. We'll be right back.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you.
It's the Hollies helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. Worldwide Bereaved Parents Month. Women's Motorcycle Month. Wheat Month. Tour de France Month. It's Social Wellness Month. Smart Irrigation Month. I don't think we have any trouble with irrigation right now. Starting to grow mold. Sandwich Generation Month. National Wheelchair Beautification Month, National Watermelon Month, National Vacation Rental Month, National Parks and Recreation Month, National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, National Make a Difference to Children Month, National Hot Dog Month, along with National Horseradish Month. That makes sense. And then finish it off with National Ice Cream Month. You can do that over in Clinton with Designer Dogs. And right next to them is JJ Scoops. National Honey Month. My friend Laura Cummins was telling me that Oh Wow Cow makes ice cream with honey instead of sugar. So you can combine two in one. National Grilling Month. National Doghouse Repairs Month. And National Cord Blood Awareness Month. Along with National Child-Centered Divorce Month. For today and this week, it's National Scrabble Week, National Moth Week, it's Ragbrai, all in capital letters, I gotta look what that's up. World Lumberjack Championships start in 2 days, along with Commie Great Texas Mosquitoes Days. And for today, it is Red Shoe Day, Thread the Needle Day, Video Games Day, Hire a Veteran Day, and Carousel or Merry-Go-Round Day. And there's a difference. And I ask you to go and look that up. It was a trivia question that was thrown at me years ago. And check it out. There is a difference between a carousel and a merry-go-round. You'd be surprised. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com and the Hollies. Pick something and get involved. Wow. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, July 25th, 2017. Posted by the staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com. Riding with Heart, the Hunter and Equine Assisted Recreation and Therapy, is seeking donations of new and gently used horse tack, equestrian clothing, and barn equipment for its fall tack sale, scheduled for September 23rd and 24th at Pittstown in Alexandria Township, New Jersey Farm. Items needed for the sale include saddles, bridles, halters, blankets, turnouts, saddle pads, riding breeches, jackets, tack trunks, saddle racks, hay racks, buckets, and just about any gear for the horse, rider, or barn, and even horse trailers. Horse-related home goods are also appreciated. Donated items may be brought to Riding with Hearts Farm at 639 County Route 513, just west of Pittstown. And you can do that through September 2nd. Drop-off hours are from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Call 908-735-5912 before you come in or to coordinate an alternative drop-off time. All donations are tax-deductible. Riding with Heart is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to improve the quality of life of physically and cognitively challenged adults, children, and their families, and to provide youth development through its diverse equine-assisted programs. Monetary donations may be emailed to Riding with Heart, 639 County Route 513 in Pittstown, New Jersey. The zip code is 08867, or you can make them online at ridingwithheart.org. Shop at Riding with Heart's fall tax sale on Saturday, September 23rd from 10 a.m. until 3, and on Sunday, September 24th from noon till 3. The sale offers great horse gear at bargain prices with deep discounts on children's riding clothing, and on Sunday, most items are reduced to half price. The sale is held rain or shine. Check Riding with Heart's Facebook page or call 908-735-5912 for details and event status. They do a phenomenal job over there. It really is quite remarkable. I was reading a lot about the history of equine-assisted therapy and how there's just been remarkable breakthroughs. And in fact, the equine-assisted therapy itself was stumbled upon. It just happened to happen and was realized and documented, and that's how the entire industry was born. So to have something like that right here and helping so many people in a way that they never thought would be possible is just phenomenal. So it's a 501c3. They're doing things. Horses are expensive. Keeping a barn is expensive. And if you're using those horses for these types of aspects and not a more professional, profit-oriented business, they need help. So if you're trying to get rid of some tack and want to help out a great cause, I promise you, it is a great opportunity. That's Vitamin C, and that's for July 25th. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday. Oh,
the old disc jockey almanac has our celebrity birthdays for today, July 25th, 2017. Preston Bailey is 17, actor in Dexter. Speechless Mason Cook, 17. Pretty Broken Jillian Clare is 25. From College, Andrew Caldwell is 28. The Bold and the Beautiful, Lindsay Godfrey is 29. In Twilight movies, Michael Welsh is 30. Actress in A History of Violence, Samila Kay is 31. Cut Your Teeth, Kyla LaGrange is 31. One Tree Hill, The Final Destination, Chantel Van Santen is 32. From The Last Exorcism,
Ashley Bell is 32, model and actress in Parks and Recreation. Katie Gill is 32. Underground's James Lafferty is 32. Quantico and How to Get Away with Murder. Lenny Platt is 33. About a Boy. Jamie Hill Fuller is 35. Singer and actor in Mamma Mia. Juan Pablo Depache is 38. Live Nude Girls. Tara Patrick is 41. Actress at NBT, Diary of a Sex Addict. Adrian Janik is 43. Evening Shades, J.R. Ferguson is 43. The Age of Adeline, Aaron Craven is 43. David Denman is 44 from Big Fish. The Blair Witch Project's Michael C. Williams is 44. 46th birthday of Miriam Shore from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. 1,000 Times Good Night. Chloe Annett is 46. One Life to Live's Yvonne Sho is 48. From 24, D.B. Woodside is 48. Actor in Commute, Mark Wasserman is 49. The Game and Miss Congeniality, Wendy Raquel Robinson is 50. Matt LeBlanc is 50 from Friends. Ghost World's Ileana Douglas is 52. Selena actress Jackie Guerra is 52. CTV national news anchor Lisa LaFlamme is 53. The Bold and the Beautiful, Catherine Kelly Lang is 56. Miss Georgia 1982, that would be Bobby Eakes, she's 56. Sonic Youth singer Thurston Moore is 59. Model and actress of Out of Africa, Iman is 62. Sweet Hereafter, Tom McCamus is 62. Earth, Wind, and Fire bassist Verdeen White is 66. Yardbirds drummer Jim McCarty is 74. From Broadway musical Shenandoah, Donna Theodore is 76. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Barbara Harris is 82. Actor in Thelma and Louise, Ken Swofford is 84. And Pump Up the Volume, actress Annie Ross is 87 today. Lots of folks today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. It's time for us to take a break. I'll be right back with a little quick news, and I'll be back with the investment update today. You've been listening to Good Morning Huntington, and we are on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
For your love. For your love.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's campaign-style speech to a crowd of about 30,000 at the Boy Scouts Jamboree last night in West Virginia is making some headlines. In that speech, he talked about fake news and telling that crowd of scouts,
"What we did, in all fairness, is an unbelievable tribute to you and all of the other millions and millions of people that came out and voted for Make America Great Again."
Some say the president should not have delivered such a politically charged speech to the Boy Scout organization. U.S. senators to decide today whether to open a debate on a health care bill, and Republicans still don't know if they can muster enough votes to move it forward. In fact, several Republicans say they still don't know exactly what legislation they are being asked to consider. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey shares some interesting facts on women's pregnancy and something that might be lurking under your nose, literally. OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman discusses new findings about the importance of oral health and gives some key tips for women to stay healthy during pregnancy.
Nearly a quarter of women experience a change in their oral health during pregnancy, and they've noticed that there's a decline And about 70% of women actually experience symptoms of gingivitis. And what's really interesting is that only 56% of women in this survey actually report seeing a dental care professional during the course of their pregnancies. And you may think, why is this important? Gum disease and oral health is very important in pregnancy because if left neglected, gingivitis can result in periodontal disease, and there is a link, some studies suggest, between periodontal disease and preterm labor and low birth weight infants.
For more information about brushing for two, go to Crest.com or Oral-B.com.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is on vacation. Joe Patton is at the office, and it's too early for him. And because I have a guest today, I'll be doing this with a little help from CNNMoney.com. The Dow, the S&P, the markets yesterday closed. The Dow closed down 66.90 points. NASDAQ up 23 points. Who would ever thought the NASDAQ would be at 6,410? The S&P at 2469, it was down 2.63 points. The biggest movers yesterday was Xerox, up 3.8%. Wynn Resorts, up 3.27%. NRG Energy, 3.23%. Insight, up 3%. Citizens Financial Group, up 2.8%. Losers, Hasbro, down, 9.44%. Foot Locker, down 4.56%. Halliburton, 4.26. Mattel, down 3.84. So the toy makers taking a beating. And Bed Bath & Beyond, down 3.73. Over the last 3 months, the worst sectors are energy minerals, but they've been creeping up over the last month or so. The worst right now at 3.8% over 3 months' time. So it's 1% loss per month. But like I said, that was happening. It was down to almost 10 earlier this year, so the worst of the energy minerals sector was earlier this year. Communications down 6.87. That's also creeping up. Technology services continues to rise, 11.22% over 3 months. Health services up 9.91. Consumer durables up 8.51. Interesting that utilities over the last 3 months, only 2.22%. That's actually been coming down over the last couple of weeks. So people are not as defensive as they once were. World markets, the Nikkei, pretty much flat, down 20 points, 0.10%. The Hang Seng, completely flat, up 0.02%. London was up 0.75% to 74.35. And Germany, DAX, up 78 points. 0.64%. So not a bad showing for the world markets yesterday. Looking at what's happening, I've been looking for the write-up that they usually give me to help us figure out what's happening. Before the bell, and the only thing they're focusing on is that Germany is going to be going through some tests in terms of antitrust. Germany's biggest industry is again facing tough questions about how it does business. Still dealing with the Dieselgate scandal sparked by Volkswagen's admission in 2015 that it rigged engines to appear cleaner than they were. The country's top car manufacturers now stand accused of operating a huge cartel since the 1990s. News magazine Der Spiegel dropped the bombshell on Friday, citing a letter it said Volkswagen had written to German antitrust officials last summer in which it admitted to possibly anti-competitive behavior. The article alleges that hundreds of executives from Volkswagen and its subsidiaries, Audi and Porsche, Mercedes-Benz owner Daimler, and BMW had participated in 60 secret industry working groups over decades. The alleged aim to suspend competition in everything from vehicle development and engines to suppliers and diesel admission systems. European antitrust officials who are responsible for ensuring that big business plays fair in the European Union were quick to respond to the report. The European Commission and the Bundeskartellamt, German cartel office, have received information in this matter, which is currently being assessed by the Commission, the European Commission said in a statement on Saturday. It is premature at this stage to speculate further. The German cartel office has declined to comment. So we'll see what happens, but interesting. Europe has been throwing many of the technology companies under the bus, so to speak, and they got to watch out and clean up their own backyard, looks like to me. Well, excuse me, with everything like that going on, you would think that things would be a little bit less rosy, but the pre-market right now, looking pretty good. Dow is up 97 points pre-market, NASDAQ up 5, the S&P up 6.5. Big movers, Caterpillar. Caterpillar is up 4.91%. Schlumberger, I haven't seen that name in years, 1.93. Freeport-McMoRan up 1.85. Chesapeake Energy up 1.29. And Mondelez International up 1.14. A lot of energy in those names. Losers, pre-market right now, Interpublic Group is down 8.8. 3M down 2.86. Google, which is Alphabet, 2.81. Both different class of shares. The other Alphabet is down 2.74. And Under Armour is down 1.68. Commodities. Light crude is up 1.94% at 47.24. Natural gas 2.93, up 1%. Gold is slightly down, $1,250 an ounce. And corn, 3.88%. It's down 0.7%. The yield of the 3 month is 1.14. The yield of the 10-year treasury is 2.28. And the 30 is 2.86. So the interest rate's not climbing very quickly. So it looks like right now, starting positive, we're getting close to what Michelle calls window dressing time. So things are going to move around. I know the options already have been converted at least a week ago, so we don't have to worry about that. So now we're just doing some window dressing for the month, and then we'll get into August, which is a light trading month. So there you go. That's the investment update. We'll have Joe and or Michelle very soon, probably tomorrow, I believe. And we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
History of
All right, we're back, and you're listening to Good Morning Hunting, and we are on HuntingChamber.com, and Carrie Fellows is on the phone with me, and Carrie, great to have you on again. I know we switched things up this week, so thanks for making the arrangements, because I hear you're out of town next week. And
I am.
And you threw me a curveball when I asked you off air. I said, do you ever get away from this? And you said, no, it's just... just what you do.
It is what I do.
So you drive like your family crazy. You're always looking for that nook and cranny at on your vacations that are art related, or everybody buy into your.
No,
philosophy?
My husband does this too, so he
okay.
gets it.
Right.
We do this together.
Okay, good. Well, hey, that's a match then.
Absolutely.
So everybody understands their idiosyncrasies and appreciates them. Cool. So we talk all the time about culture, arts, a museum. We've done a little bit about the background of the commission and how they help so much around Hunterdon County. But where would you like to go today?
Well, how about we talk a little bit about the special project grants that the Board of Chosen Freeholders approved at their July meeting.
Okay.
We just sent the purchase orders out to those grantees.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it so happens that this year all of the grants for the and these are freeholder funded, these are county funded special project grants, are all for the arts this year. They're open to both arts and history organizations, but they're all going to arts this year.
Cool. So when you say arts, though, it's interesting because you throw around the word arts. Pretty loosely, but does it mean it's a pretty large universal picture? Or are we talking about visual?
Well, when we say arts, it's a big umbrella.
Yeah.
It covers visual arts. Mm-hmm. It covers performing arts.
Right.
Under performing arts, you have musical arts as well as
okay.
theater. So in Hunterdon, generally they fall under those the big three.
Right.
You know, theater, music, and visual.
And just to give us some comparison, where would they go if they weren't going to, quote-unquote, the arts, this money?
Well, we're not talking a large pot of money.
It's sure.
The freeholders have allocated $22,500 for the past several years, at least as long as I've been here, and a few years before, for these grants.
Mm-hmm.
If those funds are not applied for, then that's their discretion to use that money in some other fashion.
Okay. So they set it aside, and there's kind of a priority that if people apply for it and it makes a good case, it'll go in that direction.
Right.
Okay.
Since every year since I've been here, in 2015 was the first grant round that I directly supervised.
Mm-hmm.
The amount requested has far outstripped the amount available. This year we had 46,000 and change requested, and having to trim that down to make recommendations is always an interesting process.
Sure. So it's a difficult process to go through.
It is.
How long does it take the commission to prepare that for the freeholders, and how long does it take the freeholders to debate that?
It's mostly we have a review process. The grants are reviewed by an outside panel of professionals who have expertise in these various disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
If we had had a lot more history grants, we had one person on the panel this year who had kind of both history and arts experience with an emphasis on history.
Right.
But, excuse me, the review panel looks at everything. They score the grants according to our score sheets. And then the commission reviews the scores and the recommendations, and then they decide on what they're going to recommend to the Board of Chosen Freeholders. The freeholders, of course, have the final vote because it's their money.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually, in the past, have had these grants applied for in October, and they're subject to the acceptance and approval of the fiscal year budget. So we don't even ask the freeholders to make a determination until after the budget has gone through.
Right.
So we're hoping next year to change the grant cycle dates to fall more in line with what the county budget cycle is, so people won't be waiting quite so long to find out what their funding is going to be.
And how does it get in front of the freeholders? Is it just a document that they read? Is it somebody presenting an enthusiastic case?
It's with every request mm-hmm. for freeholder consideration, staff, in this case myself, mm-hmm. prepare a form that kind of gives a short one-page synopsis of what the request is about, a little bit of background, and then any kind of special issues or considerations that we would like the board to review.
Right.
And then a recommendation. And, in this case, obviously, the recommendation is the commission's recommendation. The commission created a resolution
mm-hmm.
for funding and the levels for funding.
Cool.
And then I prepare a synopsis, basically the same information that the commissioners read, of a short description of each of the projects that the applicants are
right.
looking for funding for, and that's all pulled directly out of their application. The applications each are, they're about 15 pages, so
right. nobody's going to read all that.
Nobody's going to read all that except
our
viewers and me.
Freeholders don't have the time for that.
Yeah. Actually, our commission chair, Gail Marr, she reads them too. So
okay,
just because she likes.
So you're trying as best you can to not show any editorial bias when you're presenting.
No, I pull, like I said, I pull the descriptions directly
yeah.
from the text that the grantees have submitted in describing their project, and it's all their words.
Yeah.
I might fill something out a little bit by. If they've given a very short description, I'll go further down in the questions and draw out a little bit more about what they're talking about.
So yeah, okay.
It's a pretty, pretty concise decision.
So they're at, yeah. So the decision is at the mercy of how well the application has been understood by the person requesting the grant, and how well they present
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yep. And it's, you know, and they all have to, all the applicants need to, you know, with anything, you need to review the application guidelines thoroughly, mm-hmm. and that's one of the considerations that the panel and the commission looks at pretty carefully is, do the projects meet the program guidelines? I mean, do they meet the goals of the program? Does their project fit within those parameters?
Right. So there's some background that when these people receive this grant application, they've already trying to understand how their project fits into the freeholder's philosophy.
Right, right.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, enough about the I's and T's. What projects are we looking at?
So Hunterdon Art Museum has been doing for a number of years a program called Young Artist Showcase,
mm-hmm.
and that is a program that gives the opportunity for about 900 students to have their art exhibited in the museum. 29 schools, 28 of which are in Hunterdon County, each teacher in those classes chooses artwork by 30 students, and then the museum exhibits the children's work in a series of exhibitions, each of which runs for about 2 weeks throughout the school year.
Right.
And that's from elementary up through high school, and for each exhibition, there's an opening reception, and the commissioners and I have tried to attend every single one of those this year, and they're packed.
About
200 guests come to an opening, and a lot of them, it's their first visit to the museum. It gives an opportunity for the kids to really see what it's like to be an artist and kind of the
sure.
discipline that has to go through and their work has to be subjected to in order to be chosen to hang in an exhibition.
Yeah.
So if you've got a real budding artist, this is a great experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor to have their work, you know, hung in a real art museum.
Yeah.
And it just opens up a lot of visitation to the museum as well by locals, because that's, you know, how many of us don't go to our own cultural attractions unless we have company or something.
Sure.
And so this is it's a win-win. It gives the kids a great experience, and it gives the museum a little bit more exposure in the mm-hmm. local community. So so they received $6,300 towards that program.
Yeah.
They requested over $9,000, but that almost nobody ever gets exactly what they ask for because
and then they realize that they have to ask for more because they know they're not going to get it all. It's this catch 22. It just keeps going in that
circle.
I can't agree more with you about how, you know, the premise. We have a similar philosophy here with the radio. I've had most of my most successful shows are when we get the kids on.
Yeah.
Because grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, mom and dad, and all the friends are listening to the new budding pop star. So, you know, it's great. It's infusing art in the kids early. It's a success for them early. It's giving them a taste of as you said, that stardom, that being showcased, going through the competition, and you have all these other folks that are relations tied to the kid, the child, to help you and the museum further their mission. So that's awesome.
And, you know, another big focus that all of our grant programs include is accessibility, whether it's and to diverse audiences. And diversity doesn't always have to mean cultural or ethnic diversity. It can mean age diversity. It can mean income diversity.
Right.
So we encourage very strongly that all of our applicants to our various programs ensure that the work for which they are receiving funding will meet the largest number of Hunterdon County residents possible,
okay.
and that those residents draw from as many demographics as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big thing, and that can mean you know, if you're, for example, if you were a, and this is the one grant, the special project grant, the one grant that allows individuals to apply. We rarely have individuals apply.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, if someone were looking for funding perhaps to support a publication, how do we ensure that that publication reaches a wide audience? Well, we might recommend that that person indicate that they would supply at a discount or even for free copies of that work electronically to, you know, the county libraries,
mm-hmm.
and then make it distributable to the branches. You know, ways to access the work
right.
online, so that, you know, it doesn't have to always be you know, cultural or wheelchair users or
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really that the term accessibility is really, really broad.
Yeah.
And we do workshops on stuff like that, so
great.
We try to get people to understand.
Super. All right, we flew through our time today, Carrie.
Right.
Appreciate it as always. We'll catch up with you in about 3 weeks.
Super.
So have a great vacation, and thanks for everything that you do.
It's jury duty.
Oh. Well. All right.
Doing my civic duty.
Doing your civic duty.
Next
See
week,
that?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Well, hopefully that's not going to be too onerous for you.
I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It always is.
Yep.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great one.
Have a good week.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Carrie Fellows over at the Museum and Heritage and Cultural Museum Commission, helping us understand how arts and our museums are funded and all the different projects that are there. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter, and my guest is with me right in the studio. We'll be right back right after the news and the weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's campaign-style speech to a crowd of about 30,000 at the Boy Scouts Jamboree last night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the last 7 years, Republicans have been united in standing up for Obamacare's victims.
President Trump speaking yesterday about health care and the need for Republicans to finally make good on their promise. And the U.S. Senate will be voting today on whether to begin debate on just such a bill. Here's Joe Gomez.
Many GOP senators have complained that they don't know what legislation they're being asked to vote on. It's unclear whether Republicans have enough votes to pass a motion to proceed to debate on a health care bill. Arizona Senator John McCain will be on Capitol Hill for the vote. Just last week, the Arizona Republican announced that he had been diagnosed with brain cancer.
Meanwhile, in the U.S. House, they're expected to pass a compromise Russian sanctions bill that would limit President Trump's ability to lighten or lift sanctions on Russia. This is USA Radio News.
All day long, you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping.